blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. We're talking about the blessed man here. We're talking about the blessed woman here. And this is not a requirement. This is not saying this is what you should do. This is saying what they do. Amen. If you're saved and following the Lord, you'll do these things because you got that inner motivation, that inner desire to follow Jesus Christ. And yes, we need instruction, but it says his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. This is what the righteous man, the godly man does. This is what the righteous woman, the godly woman does. Delights in the law of the Lord. Delight is that which yields great pleasure and a high degree of pleasure. That's what, that which gives joy. Amen. You want to have joy in your life tonight? You want to have joy in your life the rest of your life? Delight in the law of the Lord. Psalm 48 verse 8 says, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart. Yep. Psalm 119:16 says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Hallelujah. Psalm 119:24 says, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Hallelujah. Want some good counseling tonight? Read the book. Hallelujah. Psalm 119:35 says, make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Hallelujah. He's delighting. The psalmist is delighting in the law of the Lord, in the word of God. Psalm 119:47 says, and I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Hallelujah. Psalm 119:69 says, the proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. All right. Hallelujah. 119:70 says, their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. They've gotten fat on the world. They've gotten tanked up on the world. But the psalmist here is saying, I delight in the law, in the word of God. Hallelujah. 119:77 says, let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. What are you preaching on tonight, Brother Rick? Preaching on the Bible. Hallelujah. The word of the living God. Jeremiah said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. Thy word was also unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Is that your testimony tonight? Is this word, is this Bible from Genesis to Revelation, is it a delight in your life? Is it the rejoicing of your heart? Does it give you joy? Do you eat the word? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The law directly, as the psalmist, as David is referring to here, he's not referring to the whole Bible that we have tonight, because they did not have the full canon, the full 66 books of the Bible. When David wrote this psalm, he was talking about the Torah, the Old Testament, the law of Moses. And every letter was dear and sacred to the devout Jew. Why? Because it came from God. Hallelujah. It came from God. No Israelite, however ungodly, would call into question the fact that God spake to and by Moses without pouring contempt on the law and constitution of his country, This was the cornerstone. Hallelujah. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that is the book for me. I stand alone tonight on the Word of God. It's the B-I-B-L-E. Hallelujah. Why was it the law necessary? Because it was necessary for civilization. For a people, for a land, for a country to be civilized, they must build and make the foundation of their law and of their country the Word of God. Where law lacks, anarchy prevails. God is not a God of lawless lunacy. God is a God of law and order. He's a God of precept. He's a God that sticks by His Word. Hallelujah. Why was it important to the Jew? Because He commanded them to know it. And He commands us to know it tonight. Do you know the Word of God tonight? Or can you quote more lyrics to country and western, rock and roll, rap, and other type of songs more than you can quote the Word of God? Why is the Word of, was the Word of God necessary for this man to be happy? Because it's God's manual for life and for the afterlife. Hallelujah. We must recognize that they loved the Bible, which was incomplete. They did not have the complete Word of God as we have it tonight. We must recognize they loved the Bible, which was under the dispensation of law. We're not under the dispensation of law tonight. We're under the dispensation of grace, but not without law. The dispensation of law was the rule of law, but not without grace. Both have always existed. But under the dispensation of law, the emphasis was on the law. But when Jesus Christ died on the cross, a testimony is without strength while the testator liveth. When He died, that Old Testament, that Old Covenant, the covenant of the shedding of blood of bulls and goats was finished. And we entered into the covenant of the church. Hallelujah. The covenant of grace. To many as received Him, to them He gave the power to become the sons of God. His people rejected Him. The Jews have rejected Him for the most part. There are some Jews that are born again, but most are in fact not born again. We must recognize tonight that they loved the Bible, which was before the cross. It was before the cross, yet they loved it. We must also recognize tonight that they loved a book, a word that was before the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was poured out at certain specific times on certain specific people, but it was not poured out in its fullness until the day of Pentecost. How much more should we love the Word of God in view of the fact that we have the complete revelation, in view of the fact that we are in the church age, in view of the fact that we are born again and have the fullness of the Spirit, in view of the fact that we know the end from the beginning? We got the last book of the Bible. Hallelujah. We got the revelation. We got the beginning of the Word. We've got the end of the Word. We've got the complete canon, the complete Scriptures, the complete Bible. How much more should we love it when we got all of it? Hallelujah. The New Testament is necessary because the New Testament is the interpretation of the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the New Testament is concealed. But in the New Testament, the Old Testament is revealed. In the Old Testament is the New Testament contained. But in the New Testament, the Old Testament is explained. In the Old Testament, the Messiah is prophesied. But in the New Testament, the Messiah is crucified and glorified. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, sin is the great malady. In the New Testament, salvation by Jesus Christ in His shed blood on the cross is a reality. We all have a more complete revelation than Paul, than the Apostle Paul even did, because the book of Revelation was written after He was martyred. Amen. We have the promise of Hebrews. Turn with me, please. Chapter 11. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 11. This is the great hall of fame of faith in the Word of God. And I just want to read the last few verses. Let's start with verse 32. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin, goatskins, being destitute and afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves. Just look at all that they went through before the new covenant. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. They went through all this, yet they had not received the promise. But I can stand before you tonight saying, thank God we live in the church age where we have seen the fulfillment of the promise. Hallelujah. I'm happy tonight because I have the complete, inerrant, infallible, plenary, God-breathed, inspired Word of God. This is the Word of God, not the Hindu Bhagavad Gita. That's not the Word of God. Not the Muslim Quran. That's not the Word of God. Not the writings of Buddha or the Book of Mormon, Pearl of Great Price. Not the JW, the Jehovah Witness, New World Translation. That's not the Word of God. In John, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. They just say Jesus was another one of the gods. That's polytheism. This is the Word of God, not the latest New Age slop from Shirley MacLaine. This is the Bible. Hallelujah. The Word of the living God. It is the consummate authority on all truth. It tells us where we came from. Not from the goo. Not from the primordial ooze. Not from the slop and filth and slime of some primordial sludge some billions and billions of years ago, when chance lightning struck this primordial soup and it created a little one-celled animal, and it swam around for a few million years, and then on some other part of the earth, chance lightning struck the primordial sludge and struck it and made another little amoeba, and a few million years later, these two lovesick amoebas got together and created the first family, got together and got married, and then from their offspring came the fish, and fish got tired of swimming in the water, so they crawled up on the land, and few of them were martyred, few of them died, but sooner or later they began to be able to breathe, and that made the amphibians, and then they crawled up on the land, and lightning struck a tree, and the tree fell up against a fin, that fin broke and made the first leg, and first eye was a light-sensitive wart, and eventually they looked up into the trees. They said, we don't like this ground. We want to get up in the trees. So they started crawling up in the trees and fell out a few million more years. Finally, they got up in the tree. They started swinging around and became monkeys. This is what they teach in public school. Think this is funny. Off the wall, this is exactly what they teach And you had these hairy monkeys walking around, and one of them tripped where a lightning struck and made a fire, and they started having fire, and one of these monkeys tripped, fell in the fire, and burned all his hair off, and all the lady monkeys decided they liked hairless monkeys. So all the men monkeys started burning all the hair off from the goo, the primordial goo, to the zoo. That's the monkeys. And now you. Don't laugh. We're talking about your ancestors here. Don't laugh. We need to treat them with respect. On the monkey cage in New York City Zoo, there's a sign that says, "Question by the monkey, am I my keeper's brother?" This word doesn't say anything like that. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God formed man out of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Takes more faith to believe the theory of evolution than it does to believe the Word of God. A great grand designer, creator, programmer, architect, mechanic. When you look at a computer, what do you think? It just came out of into existence from the explosion in a junk yard? No. Boeing 747 came from an explosion in a junkyard? No. The space shuttle came about as a result of an explosion in a junkyard? No. It was made. It was created. Architects, designers, engineers. Look at the universe. Look at the DNA code that's in your body that's millions of times faster than the best computer. Who made that? Well, may I submit to you tonight, G-O-D. Very simple. You don't have to spend billions and millions and trillions of dollars doing research trying to find out where we came from. Go down to the nearest drugstore, pay $5, and get you a Bible. Yeah.